Blog Talk Radio.
There's a kiss, there's a light in your heart. You just can't contain it. When we all play our part around the world, it's just so amazing. This bridge together with our wisdom, and through our art, we can make a change for the better. Peace together, peace together, peace together, peace together, peace together. Together, peace. Use your voice, sing your song, tell everyone you've made the decision. To live for love, no more war, no matter where. This is the vision. Now we see and we know we can build this bridge together as we share. We'll grow.
Time on the planet, and I wanted to begin the show today
by reaching out to all of those who were affected by the Hurricane Sandy this week. I want to send you love. I want to send you light. I want to send you patience and challenge you to reach out in a way to your neighbors and your family that you might not have done in a long time. You know, sometimes a natural disaster has an incredible way of helping us see the world just a little bit different. And if we're lucky, help us to see what really, really is important. But that does not minimize the impact of a natural disaster in terms of when it affects our home and our families and our loved ones. So we are holding you all in love, doing many, many ceremonies so that this time will be a time of an easy transition as you go forward in terms of rebuilding your communities and your homes and getting your life back into a rhythm that you find joy-filled and happy and at peace. So welcome to Peace Talks on Now Time Radio. This is your host, Audrey Scott Williams. Welcome back to Peace Talks on Now Time Radio. I am looking forward to our show today as we have an opportunity to interview someone who is near and dear to my heart, the entire Shanti Villa family from there in Tuskegee, Alabama. I would say the spiritual head of Shanti Villa, Sri Charles, is going to be on the air with us shortly. And we learned a lot from our stopover in Shanti Villa on our world walk. We met up with them as we entered Tuskegee and walked right into Shanti Villa. And we were introduced to the Agnihotra fire. And we learned how to do the fire ceremony at sunrise and sunset every day. We also learned how to do Homa purification daily to just keep ourselves balanced and centered and keep sending positive and loving vibrations to Mother Earth and all of humanity. That was back in 2005. This is now 2013, and we find ourselves still embracing the fire, doing it here at the Quantum Leap Transformational Center in Cottonwood, Alabama, our new home and center for the quantum explorer in us all. And we do the fire at sunrise and sunset every day. And then sometimes we just do the fire because we feel called to, and it's a very powerful energy that is unleashed in the area. So it has been quite remarkable for us. When Sri Charles comes on, we're going to talk about how he made his sojourn in 1986 from Baltimore, Maryland to Tuskegee, Alabama. He and Harriet and a friend of theirs, Cecilia, made a commitment to perform 4 hours of Home of Purification fire daily. And over the more than 23 years now that they've been doing this, they have such a sense of joy. And when you step onto the grounds, 13 acres of land there in Tuskegee, known as Shanti Villa, you are overcome with this sense of joy and this open heart. You feel like you set foot on holy ground. And I know that for Harriet and Charles, this must have been quite a decision on their part with young children to make this journey. And yet, in doing so, again, over 24 years now, they have created a sacred space for all those who come to Tuskegee. Sri Charles, are you online with us now?
Yes, greetings, sister. We are here.
Greetings, and welcome to Peace Talks on Now Time Radio. You know you're one of my favorite folks, so shout out to the Shanti Villa family, and we feel your presence all the way here in Cottonwood and certainly on this call.
Thank you, sister.
I wanted to ask, give our audience sort of a historical perspective in a few minutes that we can, and then talk about some of the current things that are coming up. And, of course, we, the Peace Walkers here, are joining in partnership with you and the Shanti family for a new adventure, which we'll talk about in a few minutes. But what was it like? What motivated you to actually uproot your family, go to Tuskegee, learn how to be, transition from a city boy to a country boy, and create this beautiful sacred ground for all of us?
Now that you say that, I didn't know you were talking about me.
Hey, I know some of those stories, you know.
So anyway, I'd like to say hello to you again and to your audience. And for me to be in Tuskegee, it took just a suggestion by someone who I respected very dearly. My major concern being from the city has always been about the stress factor and why a certain group of people respond this way and another group respond another way. So in my quest to understand that, I was guided to the environment. Someone told me that anything you breathe in affects the way you see things. So that started me on a journey to find out how much this environment or what we breathe in, how much does that affect us? So when I found out that normally we breathe in about 2,500 gallons of air a day per person, then that made me even more curious. As I pursued it, I was introduced to a very healing process by my mentor, Master Sri Vasandru, at a very auspicious time in my life. He told me that there was a way to heal the atmosphere and to bring everything into balance. And as he shared that message with me, the more I looked at it from a scientific point of view, the more it grasped me. And I shared it with my family, of course, my wife Harriet at that time and still now, is that how could we bring this type of healing to the world, and most important for us to incorporate it with our family and raise my four sons with this knowingness, knowing that it could be a savior at some point because the world is very toxic. We further investigated and learned about Agnihotra, and I think that became history. But we learned about Agnihotra in 1974, and we began to spread it, and I've traveled around the world talking about it. Agnihotra is a simple process of purifying the atmosphere by the agency of fire, putting certain healing products into the fire at certain times during the day, with sunrise and sunset exactly. You do this Agnihotra in a copper pyramid and use specific healing ingredients. You know, with those ingredients, you get back a healing effect. You use ghee. I will do it right quickly. Ghee has so many properties, and over 101 healing properties in this ghee. So you put these nutrients from the ghee inside this on some cow dung. You put cow dung in through it. At exactly the time the sun is set to rise and set, you light the fire maybe 10 minutes before. And then you put a pinch of rice after saying some small Sanskrit mantra. So because Sanskrit mantras are based on the sound of nature, it gives a wonderful healing effect. And all you have to do is sit there as long as you want to. But once you say the mantra, this is done. So knowing this, it was suggested by my mentor that we come to Tuskegee, Alabama, set up an experimental center on 13 acres, and introduce to this atmosphere, which has developed so wonderfully.
I think we may have lost the call, or are Shri Kalvi there?
Yeah.
Okay, is this Roland?
Yeah, call back in.
Hey, can you hear me, sis?
I can hear you.
Hey! Okay, yeah, we lost call.
Okay. Just call back in, and Roland, maybe you can...
I'm here.
There with...
This is me. I switched phones.
Okay, good. Welcome back.
Thank you. So anyway, we are still here down in Tuskegee on 13 acres doing all types of experiments. So our major concern is how can we make awareness to people about the importance of pollution and how it affects them on all levels and what it's doing to the planet. So we are very adamant about that. We've traveled around the world showing that. We've done all kind of presentations in America about how to heal the Earth's atmosphere by the agency of fire, how to bring balance back into this planetary cycle, how to nurture the planetary cycle. And this we are sharing with Sister Audrey and many people now. So in Tuskegee, that is where we are. That's a general synopsis, I think, Sissy.
And I really encourage people, Sri Charles. I know you're like, wait a minute, what are you doing, sending all these people here? But I do say on on live radio that in the Tuskegee area, I would encourage you to just take a moment and set foot on this holy ground, bringing yourself and your open heart to the land and receiving. So many of us who are in the know here, you know, we have to make our pilgrimages often and to become infused with and have that, it's like connecting to a battery, you know, get that jump start. Because the energy of the fire over all these years has created there such a, in my language, I would say a portal of energy that is truly transformative. And what is so beautiful, Sri, and then we're going to talk about some future things coming up, but what is so beautiful, and I'd like for you to, you know, maybe talk about that, is how engaged the young people are. I mean, you know, I know your four sons, Jonathan, Jason, Jeffrey, and Justin, and then Roland, and everybody there. It's just so incredible to watch the engagement and commitment of all the youth. How did you do that in a time when people say, oh, the youth don't want to listen, they want to go their own way? How did this evolve?
I think this is a gift to me, you know, and first of all, when I got here, I had a lot of older people, of course, but then I felt that, you know, the young people need to be more involved because they will have to deal with the consequences of what is transpiring. But by some divine grace, I can say they saw that. The young people that's here, you know, right now, we have about 15 people with Roland Ross, Jolly, Sister Kenyatta, you know, Rashida, you know, all these people here, and they came here. And once they touched the ground and saw what we were doing, they got emotionally involved and committed themselves to do it. So these people here, none of them work any place outside job, maybe my wife Harriet and one other person, but everybody's committed to Shanti. At Shanti, we do 4 hours of fire of cleansing every day. We've been doing that here for about 26 years now. So every morning, 4 hours, we do this to cleanse the earth, send nutrients to the earth by the agency of the fire. But what has transpired, I'd like to share, though, is over the last few months in particular, is that a lot of young people are still coming from universities. So we tell everybody, just come and touch the grounds. You don't have to see us. We don't have to be in your way. The grounds are healing. So with that in mind, some of the kids come out at 11 o'clock, 12 o'clock, 1 o'clock in the morning, you know, just to touch the ground. Some of the kids from the colleges and universities. We just come in to touch the ground. Okay, I need to know who that's out there. So they found truly, truly a lot of relief from that, and they'll continue to come. They will continue to come. So to all the listeners, we say anybody in this area, just come and see what we're talking about. We can talk about it, but until you touch the grounds, you can't understand what we're talking about. We have one major manufacturer. We have one major manufacturing business guy here. He won't leave the ground. He won't leave Tuskegee until he touched the grounds. So when he comes back, he touched the grounds. It just means that I'm going to do my business. So that's what we're talking about in this interview.
Yes. And I want to encourage our listeners, if you want to know more, to visit Shanti Villa, that's shantivilla.blogspot.com. You can find out more about the Shanti Villa Association, and then there's the Heal the Atmosphere. You can Google Heal the Atmosphere as well and find out about the work that's going on there. I wanted to also ask Sri about, maybe you could talk about the visitations that happen there, because I know that that is all the angelic forces and deities that just show up there. It is amazing. Is that something you can talk about just a little bit on the radio?
Oh, sure. Sure.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, if you go to healtheatmosphere.org, you know, like that, we have a book called The Miracles at Shanti. And in that book, it details all the different deities that have manifested here. And our explanation in that, it talks about any divine person that you can think of, we always say here. You name someone else, you say here. And we're basically saying that all those beings manifested here and proclaimed this holy ground in 1997. So in that book, we verify the different experiences. So normally you say if one person's here, maybe. You say two, perhaps, or sure. But then at that time, we have 13 of us. 13 of us were here that actually had those experiences of all the divine deities manifesting here. And I mean from all the prophets, you know, all the saints, all the angels, all the divine ones, they are manifested at some point here at Shantivilla. So on the 12th of every month, you know, now we have been promised by the Blessed Mother Mary that she will descend here with peace and that kind of stuff. So it's been going on since 2000. We never talk about it much. But in 2000, I visited some holy place in Georgia. Then the Blessed Mother told me that she will be coming to Shanti. And I didn't know that she was going to stop going to, I think it's Conyers, Georgia. I didn't know that. But then all of a sudden she started appearing here. And a lot of people visit here have their own experiences. We have several places on the ground that are actually vortex points. So people go to these different points and they feel these different energies. And we have one place we call the Wisdom Tree. So we have a lot of Spanish American friends. They go directly to the Wisdom Tree when they come here. So I always laugh. Don't want to know your experience, just you like that. So a lot of divine beings touch the ground here at Shanti. We are just the humble caretakers, and we invite everyone to come and bear witness for themselves. Not necessarily listen to us, but bear your own witness and have your own experiences. So sis, I know you have some experiences when you guys come here, and I love having you here, okay?
Yes, it's like I said, it's just touching holy ground, you know, and pulling all that in and walking the grounds all the way down to the river. It's beyond words. As you said earlier, it's something that has to be experienced to truly grasp the understanding of what we're talking about, because it really, you know, you can, in your head you can't get there, but if you just land on the ground and open your heart, it's so full. Now, we're coming to about 8 minutes left in the program, and I definitely want us to talk about what's coming forward, how we are joining together, and we're going to walk wherever we're called to make a difference at a profound level. So why don't I let you introduce this new venture for and partnership between the Walkers and the Heal the Atmosphere Association Institute.
Yes. Thank you. It's been an honor for me to have known my sister here for quite some time. I remember when she started to walk around the planet, she first stopped here, that's like that. So I've always felt like we were joining together. And then after we did some research on our little background, we found out that we used to be around the corner from one another. So that really made it solid. What we're looking at now is to bring more focus on the fact that the mother needs us and that she needs to have R-E-S-P-E-C-T. She needs to have respect. So with that in mind, my sister and I and some others, we thought about walking this time, not to Washington, but from Washington. Most times we want to march on Washington or walk through Washington. We decided, by grace, it would be best to walk from Washington. We are not asking them for anything. We are trying to give them a solution to all the mayhem as far as the planet is concerned. So to make the message strong, no other people that I could think of to do such a walk with other than my sister Audrey. So the idea was walk from Washington, D.C. to Tuskegee and tell as many people as we can about solution to pollution along the way. The magnificent idea was to, by the time people arrive in Tuskegee, we will have 100 or so people doing Agnihotra. And with doing that, people will be able to experience all the things that we have been talking about. That is the prelude to what we hope to have within the next year. The next year, we hope to have at least maybe 4 or 5 thousand of people here on shady grounds and experiencing that. So that's the gist of it, from myself to my dear sister. When it comes to the walk, I don't know any person knows more about it than Audrey. So from that idea, I would be glad to work with you anywhere. Okay.
Well, you know, Karen and I do have a few years of experience walking across the country and around the world, and always, it's always new. When your feet hit the ground, it's a new experience, and it's totally an experience in the now. And when you have an intention as powerful as showing respect for our Mother Earth and really seeding that energy of love and respect through humanity and having them join us in this walk. I know that Karen's over there shaking her head. Yeah, this is where we're going. This is what we're headed, and this is the next step. So I really thank you and the whole family there, Shanti. And hey, Harriet, for allowing us to join together for such an auspicious moment. And I really believe, Sri, that 2013, we need to fill it up with ceremony. We need to fill it up with all the divine resources that have been given to us to really show our appreciation to Mother Earth and help to bring in that love wave at its optimal potential. So I think this is one of those movements that is the right time. And as you say, in Washington, by the time we hit Tuskegee, you said 100 people. I was thinking maybe we'd have 1 million people walking in with us. Then we'd have to do it, everybody. We'd have to stack each other on our shoulders.
I'm real with you, sis. I'm with you. So you can tell everybody the date. We didn't tell the date. March to what?
Yes, we're going to actually start our partnership in March. We talked about March 1st. That's 3/1/13. So you can put that on your calendar, March 1st, 2013. Respect begins with the partnership of the Shanti Villa Institute, Heal the Atmosphere, and the Peace Walkers, the Trail of Dreams. So be ready, because you're going to be hearing more about it. We'll make a public announcement shortly about that, and then continue to follow up. Is that right? As we get closer to the date.
I agree with you, sis. So thank you for allowing
me to
share your space.
You know, anywhere in the country, you're in a city and you want to bring this energy forward, reach out and contact us. You can always reach me. I'm Audrey Scott Williams at 334-435-8315, or email me at aewnowtime@aol.com. Visit my website, AudreyScottWilliams.com, and we'll put information up. Visit the Shanti Villa Blogspot and the Heal the Atmosphere. Is it .org?
Yeah, healtheatmosphere.org. Okay.
And
.org.
And
here.
What phone number if people want to contact you directly?
334-401-1031.
Okay, so you've heard it here. Truly, a magnificent organization that you want to be a part of, because this is the time of healing, and they have the answers. And if we listen and we join together, we can, as one of my elders, Mr. Haile Makua, used to say, who's now an ancestor, we can sing this planet back alive, and that's truly what time it is. We're open to take any calls. If there's anyone who would like to ask a question or make a comment just before we end the show. I think Karen has a quick comment she wants to make, Sri.
I'm really excited about what's coming forward. It's really time here on the planet for this to come forth, because our mother truly needs us, and it's really exciting to know that we're going to be going on a walk again. So I send out lots and lots of love, and come and join us. Be a part of everything that we're doing here, because it's really something, and we're grateful to the Creator for it.
Sri, are there any closing comments?
The only thing I would say to most people is I bless you in so many ways for just allowing us to share your time. So I hope this message can resonate with you and that we will see you soon. Okay?
Okay, Sri, and thank you so much, and we'd like to have you all back as we give more information to communities as we prepare for 3/1/13. Respect the planet, respect each other. You've been listening to Peace Talks on Now Time Radio. Until next week, go in peace, and remember, in all that you do, peace together